There are many expecting parents around mid-Michigan, but few will produce offspring as rare as Eckert and vipers. The peregrine falcons are waiting for three little ones to hatch after nesting at the BWL's Eckert Electric Generating Plant in downtown Lansing. Although peregrines were removed from the federal endangered species list, they remain listed as an endangered species under Michigan law. And BWL employee Dana Mandeville is the company's resident falcon expert. She joins us with more on the expectant couple. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
That's great to have you. How long have peregrine falcons made the Eckert Tower a summer home?
Well, they tried, first of all, back in 2002, 2003, but they were laying their eggs on the breaching, and it was way too hot. 2004, the female decided to try a silo, and they hatched, but it wasn't high enough. It was about a sixth floor level. So then I started to figure out they need to be higher up and off the breaching, so we made a nesting box, and we put that out there in 2007, and there was a 2x4 underneath the box, and it was still too hot. So we put a 4x4 in 2008, and all five hatched. So that was our first great year.
And how much space do they have? How big is this nest?
The nesting box, it's, well, the size of a toy box. It's not huge. It's just, it's not like a eagle nest. They don't use sticks. They use pea stone, actually, and make a scrape, and they just lay their eggs right in stone.
Hmm. How high off the ground is the nest,
Our nesting box, yep, it's on the 10th floor right now, and we've got two cameras mounted out there. There's one inside the nest pointing down, and then there's one mounted on the building pointing inside so you can watch all the activity. Yep.
And Viper, the female falcon, will lay three eggs, I'm told here. When will that happen?
She laid her first egg on, it was April, I believe that was the 17th, and then the 15th, the 18th, and the 20th of April. And 35 days after incubation, which will be next Friday, they should start to hatch next weekend. If people were to look at our webcam and log on, you might see little white cracks. The baby on the inside has an egg tooth on the beak. They're trying to break through. So hopefully next weekend we'll have our hatching.
And we know that these eggs are viable. I know that the eggs are sometimes laid. They're not viable. It doesn't result in a baby bird.
We don't know right now until 35 days pass. We'll wait another week, and then we'll start to worry, just like last year. We had a clutch in April. They were infertile, and then we took the eggs, and the DNR took them and took them out to MSU, and they were infertile, and they reclutched in June last year, and they were infertile too. And the male and female last year were the same pair from 2012, and they had success, so it's kind of a mystery why they didn't hatch last year. It was the first year we hadn't had anything hatch since 2008, so hopefully with our new Viper from Canada, she's got good genes, we hope.
We're talking with the BWL's Dana Mandeville. She's the company's resident falcon expert, and we are awaiting, hopefully, the birth of three baby peregrine falcons here high atop the Eckert Tower here in downtown Lansing. Here, we'll know more about that in a few more days. Yeah, Viper is from Windsor, Ontario. How do you know where she came from?
Well, because the peregrine has been on the endangered list, they've been taken off the federal list back in, I think it was 98, but they're still endangered on Michigan endangered list, so the DNR will ban their legs. They will migrate. They'll show up anywhere in the country, and we're lucky enough to have the camera mounted out there at our Border Water and Light Eckert plant, and we could zoom into the leg. We could see where she's from. We told the people in Windsor, and they are so excited that we have their two-year-old. She hatched in 2012 from the Ambassador Bridge, and they have a little blog in Windsor that's keeping track of her just to watch their lineage, to see where they go and how they're doing, and hopefully, you know, they're going to have success this year.
How interesting. What about the male? Where is he from?
Yep. He is from Cobb Power Plant in Muskegon, and he hatched out of there in 2009. So it's funny that he ended up in Jackson for his first brood, and then he came to Lansing in 2012. So when he was in Jackson 2011, he's had success, and then 2012. So I don't know. I don't know if he's the one that's infertile or if it was WC that was here 2 years ago, but
Are there many other nesting pairs of falcons nearby? I mean, do we know that?
No, because the peregrine doesn't like another nesting pair within, I believe it's 5 miles. They're very territorial, and I know that the Bogie building has had a pair. They don't have a nesting box made, so the eggs, if they ever got laid, they just roll and they don't get incubated correctly. I know MSU had success in 2004 at the stadium, and that's probably 5 miles. They don't like to have that territory within their 5 miles. They'd like to hunt within 5 miles.
That's incredible sensitivity to be aware of birds that far away.
Well, they have to go up in the sky about a mile. They're the fastest creature on Earth. We got to make sure that's known. You wouldn't want to see this breed to go extinct. That's why we're trying so hard to make sure they're successful. There was only 324 nesting pairs back in 1975. There was none on the east side of the Mississippi. So in 1970, we just got to protect this. You know, Board of Water and Light is doing our part to make sure that we've got success in our area at least.
Yeah, I guess DDT did quite a number on the peregrine population.
The DDT in the fields, they would eat, you know, the field, the crop, and it was making the shells very soft and weak, and they would not incubate correctly. So
as much as you seem to know about falcons, our listeners might assume you work for the DNR, but you are you are employed by the BWL as an accountant, no less. I love that. Where does this interest in peregrine falcons come from?
Well, see, back in 1970, when my fifth grade teacher in Lansing at Wainwright, Mrs. Ludd, the peregrine could become extinct. And I thought, no, I don't want that to happen. You know, the wolf, the condor. And I'm at the Board of Water and Light. They're on my roof. I get to watch them. How lucky am I? I get to try to do what I can. I don't want to, you know, lose this breed. They're fun to watch.
You ever see them dive? You ever see them
diving
at up to 200 miles per hour? Amazing.
Yeah, if you sit across the river, across from Wink and Blink and a Nod, you sit at the bench, you watch, and then you get to see for yourself.
Okay, very good. Dana Mandeville is an accountant for BWL, as well as the company's resident falcon expert. Dana, good luck. Thank you for your
time. Thank you so much.